it comes on, I can only reconstruct it from outside. Obviously, I'm not privy to the internal discussions that have happened in the Liberal Party, but it comes hard on the heels of two very bad weeks for the Premier. One had to do with the Carl Lafitte scandal raising its head yet again, and Carla getting a third job from the government for which she's arguably not qualified. The McIntosh matter of him getting double his pay, all these things stick, and the public can understand them, can relate to them, objects greatly to this favoritism being shown to Liberal insiders. And then on top of that, the most pressing public issue that the public is aware of, that threatens their well-being and their financial stability and the affordability of life, namely the affordability of Muskrat Falls electricity rates. Hard on the heels of that, Mr. Ball has a press conference, makes a non-announcement. Nothing that he said about the reassurance that he was trying to give that our rates will stay affordable and our taxes will stay affordable was believed by the public in general. So those were two very tough weeks for the Premier. He lost the confidence of the public. He lost the confidence of his cabinet, of his caucus, and of his party. So the outcome is not hard to explain. It is the modern approach to electoral politics that leadership is reviewed on a regular basis, usually after every general election. That's why I brought up the question, and I've asked the party to, and we're in the process of amending the Constitution to include a provision like that. So it's in the hands of the party executive. But I will say that I've never been more determined to lead the PC party to an electoral victory than I am now. Changing Mr. Ball is merely changing the lipstick on the pig. It is still the same pig. We had all the wheels turning, knowing there would be an election within possibly this year. I mean, that was always a possibility. Probably not likely in the spring, more likely in the fall. But we had those wheels turning. So now this resignation just means there's greater urgency to getting all those things in place, the fundraising, building out of the district associations, the finding of good, high-quality candidates, all those things are already in motion. We'll just have to speed up the process. We would be ready for sure.
Are you confident in coming out on top in that leadership vote?
I have, no reason to believe that there's any substantial dissatisfaction with my leadership. It would have been better if we'd won the last election. Everyone, that's the reason the party exists. But I've got no reason to believe there's any substantial movement to find a new leader. I'm not aware of anyone making noises who's interested in being a new leader. I think people are content to keep me in place and have faith that together we're going to win the next election. There may come a point in time if a budget is brought down and it's creating a shambles out of our system of government here that we can't vote for it, but that will be on a matter of principle, not on a matter of achieving some tactical or strategic advantage over the government by precipitating an election. This is really a question of serving the public, not serving the advantage of a particular party. Going to make for an interesting House of Assembly because the person in charge who normally answers the most heavy-duty questions is caretaker now. So I guess that will put attention on some other people in his cabinet. I just want to make the point that this is a cabinet government, and they are collectively responsible for what's gone on over the last 4 years and some months of their governance, or what hasn't gone on. It's not just one man, the Premier. So they're collectively responsible, and we'll be holding them collectively responsible.